You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And Al for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. And lots of great things there to talk about. Get into the spirit of having good summer fun. And please, for today and tomorrow, just take care of yourself outdoors. Water, sunscreen, air quality. Take care of yourself. No strenuous activity. Talk to you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntertonChamber.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
So act quickly to reserve your space today. Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Visit
www.hunterdon.chambermail.us. If you need a physician, Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at chambermail.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Promo Stuff has it, so go get it. Visit usapromostuff.com. usapromostuff.com. That's usapromostuff.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is slamming the Dominican Republic's government for threatening to deport Haitians.
It's clearly an illegal act. It is an immoral act. It is a racist act by the Dominican government. And it's happening because these people are black.
No student's ever been king in the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot, Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot, Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last until 7:25.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created PropertSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop PropertSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop PropertSoap.com and get proper.
Spy Israel's is third this week with San Andreas as number four. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and bookmark us at usaheadlinenews.com for more special
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Will you have enough
to contact our station, call 908-782 7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon and buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com
for a complete listing including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms.
Call individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, New Jersey. A registered the content investment and views advisor. Of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7111.
Well, it's 8:06. It's time for 100in Chamber Radio Weather.
Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters.
Well, let's see what we have. It is clear skies right now and 71 degrees in Flemington.
Visit chamberradio.com for a complete listing of our program.
Abundant sunshine today for June 22nd, first full day of summer. A high of 88, winds west-northwest at 5-10 miles an hour. A few clouds tonight, low 68, winds light variable, and partly cloudy skies during the morning hours tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe and a high of 93. Watch out. Winds southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Sunny and 84 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, early scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day on Thursday. That's the 25th. High of only 79, chance of rain 50%. Friday, variable clouds, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 80, chance of rain 60%. Saturday, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, a high near 75. Temperatures in our area, 72 in the middle of the county, 75 up in Tewksbury, 71 over in the town of Clinton, 70 in Phillipsburg, 72 Ringo's, 74 Raritan. Good morning, Hunter and Sun Chamber Radio Weather.
In the evening, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms with your memory. Partly cloudy, around 63 degrees. Thursday's mostly sunny, with a high of 82. And in the evening, another chance of thunderstorms with a low around 64. And Friday, there's a chance of thunderstorms and showers, partly sunny, near high near 80. And in the evening,
there's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was.
With a low high, Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny.
Oh, there's ash in the pages now. I've got myself lost.
And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 84.
I was riding to tell you that my feelings tonight. I was staying on my notebook that brings your goodbye. Oh, now she's gone.
Good morning and welcome to the Rotary Hour, right here every Monday at 10 a.m. District Governor Megan James Hull for Central New Jersey, encompassing Hunterdon, Middlesex, Mercer, Somerset, and Union counties. Her show is dedicated to answering the ultimate question: is what is worthy? And each week, we are here to impart our knowledge. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm sure they didn't get enough rain there. And one of my biggest concerns in my club was whether or not we were going to have water in the river.
That's where I should be. Coffee in bed. Good morning, Hunterdon. Bixie here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey.
This month is
we're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day. I'm going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24 hours talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County.
Going into a new Rotary year for July.
A little squeeze. This morning,
fantastic.
And that's the lead singer. We'll find out about that. Celebrity birthdays. It's his birthday today. Man, I should be in bed today. A little groggy from that U.S. Open win last night by Jordan Spieth. Feel bad for my man Dustin Johnson. It's not the way to. Not the way to finish up a tournament.
And she
that's going to be hard to take. Four opportunities, four misses.
Brought them up to,
the only one who's got more heartbreak is Phil Mickelson.
She played a little song.
It is 10 after 8. Time for us to look at traffic for the first time. We got some alerts that have come out earlier this morning. Let's find out what's going on.
Got some district news.
We've got Anniversary Clubs for June. Let's give a shout out to Carteret, to Edison, Berkeley Heights, Clinton Sunrise, and Plainsboro. These are all clubs that were started.
We have an incident over in Springfield that has been cleared as of 7 o'clock this morning. Accident on 78 westbound, west of exit 48. New Jersey 24 west in Springfield. That accident has been cleared, and that was an hour ago, so that should be taken care of. That's good.
She was honored for
and an incident in Clinton with an update as of 7:02 this morning. Eastbound accident cleared, exit 18, Route 22, delays into the area. Again, an hour ago. So that should be taken care of. So everything happened much early in the morning and should be over and done with. That's it for right now. Stay tuned. That's Good Morning on In on Chamber Radio.
Thoughts as the loss of one of his relatives recently.
Time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10.
For their
We'll be talking to Michelle Heide about the markets on Friday.
They did excellent and excelling
where we're going this week.
That was established by
getting ready for another closure of the second quarter. And
Dwight Leeper, our pastor's governor, was in charge of the long-range planning committee report. And that is on our website.
The reporting. We're going to get back to dealing with quarterly reporting from the companies next month in about a week or so. In fact, FedEx already has reported. So we'll find out more of what's going on from them.
Fund Operation Chill Out,
Michelle. At 8:40, my man Al is going to be on. We'll talk with Al about business in the area. Always get a good idea of what Al's got to say and talk about. And they do that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock.
And the benefit is
9 to 10, my normal regular show. We'll be talking or finding out about different news in the area and the county.
Save the date.
Find out what's happening.
For a little baseball.
Information out there.
August the 7th at 7 p.m.
Starting to talk about concerts.
The Somerset Patriots, TD Bank, Ballpark.
At 10 o'clock, it's Megan Jones-Holt. The Rotary Hour is on from 10 to 11. Megan brings on different people to be... And talk about being Rotarians, community service.
Barbecue in the picnic area
Megan being the past district governor of Local 7510 brings on various folks that are worried about and
on the club news, we have on July 11th and then respectively on the 12th, the Clinton Sunrise Sprint and Clinton Rubber Ducky Race.
Some recipes from Bill. Earlier, Bill's table, Chef Bill's table, executive chef of Jake's, comes on over and gives us some advice about how to do better in the kitchen.
The TD Bank benefits the district each year
as
with their donation arising
the
from
County
its
Polytech as well.
Program.
Getting healthy foods in the aisle and learning how to cook them better is Sue Lang Sopanara. She is the registered dietitian over at ChefRight Flemington. Her and her friends come on and talk all about the healthy foods in
the
aisle.
You have with TD
and make sure you're being healthy by eating them. Music by Dave is on from 1 to 2, but Richard G
has
been covering that one. So he either plays music or has some interesting guests on that he works with and talks about. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on
Bill
2 to 3, an award-winning show featuring Nami of Hunterdon, helping people overcome
and he has a very unique
get support for brain injuries
so
and mental
don't go
illness.
Away. We'll be right
Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. 3 to 4 is on with Richard G.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for 37 years.
The Cardiovascular Center has got its open house. Still working on getting opened at the end of the month. So lots of talk over there. Hot and Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5. She is talking about the various topics and viewpoints making the headlines in Hunterdon. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown, Celebration of a Lifetime. She's on the last hour of the day, and Ruth Ann has an interesting person she's bringing on. She says, you never know what's going to happen at the grocery store. The most cheerful checker I've ever met. Gilbert and Waddy joins us on June 22nd, and his story is one we need to hear. And it says there's some hashtags here talking about human trafficking and pay it forward. Watch out. Sounds like a really interesting topic, and we might get some
Big
perspective.
Good morning, Hunterdon.
And how our world is compared to some others.
Like what you hear on Hunterdon
Chamber
Radio.
Just see the world a little bit differently.
Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store.
That is the entire HuntertonChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntertonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm going to go and get another cup of coffee. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Rotary. And today we have a special guest who is the recipient of the Gene Harris Award. Now, the Gene Harris Award is for non-Rotarians who we recognize
for
their service.
Self-storage be your local moving
and Bill is with us here in the studio.
With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House,
and Lebanon.
Stowaway self-storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50. Discounted
package supplies, new rentals on site. Fire department.
Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use.
And how
let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again.
Exactly.
That you need to keep.
Oh, good old 287.
Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month.
And what have you been doing since then?
Well, I was fortunate enough to start this foundation called Where Angels Play Foundation, which was really born out of September 11th, 2001. Elizabeth, New Jersey, along with many other fire departments, responded to the World Trade Center disaster. And as we were trying to recover and navigate that disaster, we received cards and letters from the Third Grade Elementary School, which is in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And it didn't seem overly significant at the time, but it was really a nice gesture, and we hung up those cards and letters kind
of
to cheer up the guys.
You mean
jewelry?
So this letter came just to say,
you know, thank you and hang in there, and you know that they were, their teacher was the niece of one of our fire captains.
Okay. I was wondering where the connection came from.
So it was unique in that we weren't FDNY, you know, this was an Elizabeth Fire Department, but everybody in Tri-state area was impacted
silver,
greatly.
Bullion,
we all lost a lot of friends and
colleagues.
So it was an extremely difficult time, and it was really nice to get that particular group of messages from those children. Fast forward 4.5 years later, Hurricane Katrina devastates the Gulf Coast, and we're looking at these pictures and letters and wondering how these children had made out the disaster there. As it turned out, we found out that the school that they went to was completely
Unionville
destroyed.
Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours,
destroyed as
corporate
well.
Events,
the loss
birthday
of life
parties,
was tremendous.
Or your special day.
So I was also
located
the,
in East
time,
Amwell,
New
Jersey, Unionville
State
Vineyards
Fire
offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside.
Members, so we had the
our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m.,
money. We raised
excluding
about
major holidays. For
partner
more information,
children,
contact us at UnionvilleVineyards.com. Or call
that
us
area,
at 908
and they in turn invited us down to visit the area. Now,
the
6 months
County
after
Chamber
that storm, it looked like it had happened yesterday.
Oh, I know.
It took a long, long time. In fact, still today, there's areas that are just recovering.
The County Chamber
so the overriding theme was when we talked to the
new
children and
the
teachers there was that they needed a place
after
to play.
They move into the
there was nothing
County
but rubble and glass and debris, and they had lost their places of recreation.
And provides
so,
new residents with
we decided to come back,
to
not once, but actually three different times, and build three of the
this
first 100%
only available to members of the Hunterdon County
the
Chamber
of
Commerce,
Mississippi.
So act quickly.
So that was a wonderful, rewarding, beautiful project.
For more information on the Hunterdon County
this
Chamber,
this was on top of the money that y'all had sent previously.
This was in addition to. It just felt like there just wasn't enough being
or contact
done. Very
Hunterdon
slow
County Chamber mail representative.
And so we. You know, we enjoyed that. We made a lot of lifelong friends, but we came back to what we do, you know, fighting fires and his union representatives, you know, trying to advocate for our membership. And we thought, you know, that was a chapter in our life that was in the rearview mirror. But 7 years later, Hurricane Sandy devastates New Jersey. And once again, the FMBA and the firefighters here advocate for their members and for seniors and for everybody along the
All right. And, let's see who we got here.
Just
the Secret Sisters, helping with
BrownandLox.com
celebration observance.
December
for the week and the day.
14th,
we're finishing up Animal Rights Awareness Week.
We were going
finished up Duct Tape Days.
Union as well.
Meet a Mate Day.
Everybody knows where they were. When
sounds
20 children and 60.
I assume it's not Australian. That goes from the 21st to 27th.
So
fish are friends,
we
not food
there,
week.
And then
no, come
we
on,
heard
folks.
Back from our friends from Mississippi.
Please. We have
and
to eat. We have to be nutritious.
Hang it forward, as they said on this little newsreel.
At some point, we have to worry about ourselves before we worry about
idea
a fish.
To build playground
Lightning again. Safety Awareness Week. Got some severe storms coming up this week.
Last 3 years, but
not a good idea to be out there during severe weather. National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, something
we
should build don't necessarily worry about, but our
and build one for
folks
each
at Huntington County government do.
Newtown from Sandy Hook Elementary.
Old Time Fiddlers
so
Week started today,
this,
along with Carpenter Ant Awareness
right
Week.
2013,
those babies will take care of your house in no time if you are not paying attention.
Each one.
For today, it is Global Smurfs Day. Obviously, a very important
that's
celebration.
A story,
it is Baby Boomers Recognition
and
Day. Just a couple million people we have to worry about.
Yeah,
and Stupid Guy Thing Day.
Not only did I retire from the union.
Celebration observances for the week and the day
also,
from BrownieLox.com. And
eventually retired from the fire department because this
Secret Sisters
project has become a full time.
Pick
endeavor.
Something and get involved.
And you've done a lot of playgrounds. I'm just looking at all the locations and just the
Yeah, well, the theme is pay it forward, and we first of all we marveled at the fact that how
vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the Hunter County Democrat reported yesterday that
we were first of all thrilled.
Father's Day pancake
life,
breakfast served at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church.
Of my life was to meet with each of the
what a better way to have a Father's Day and also have Good Morning Hunter when we're talking about pancakes.
This is only months after the worst.
Not a bad idea. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Roman Catholic Churches,
but
Knights of Columbus served a Father's Day pancake breakfast in the parish center
we were
yesterday morning. The event was coordinated by Deputy Grand Knight Joe Lang, and the pancakes were cooked by Grand Knight Floyd Campbell Jr. Meanwhile, Edward Koch, not the mayor, or Edward Koch, I guess is the way to pronounce it, not the mayor, and Tom Pacifico sold 50-50 tickets in the lobby. The event was well attended, and an apple pancake breakfast is being planned for sometime this fall, Lang said. So if you missed the last one, it'll be up again in a couple
and
months.
Did they have any
and,
input?
There's plenty of those going on.
The
Elks
went.
Do it every
they
so
had total
often.
Input, total
a lot
control.
Of the,
I think there was the other
local charities, local communities,
really embrace so much is that
non-profit organizations have a good breakfast
so each of
going on for a reasonable price. Nice little way to get out and enjoy yourself, have a good time, meet some folks, and do a little camaraderie. Great way to get involved in the community.
Physically
that's why that is vitamin C for today.
So they chose. We say that we didn't choose the locations; that the angels actually chose the location. So many instances where we felt like we could decide where to build them. Mm-hmm. You know how to
we
build
sing
them.
Happy birthday
so many,
to you.
You can't even call them coincidences.
And may all your dreams come true.
Project. We raised
all right, it's celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for today, June 22nd. Fish Tank, Katie Jarvis is 24. The Under the Dome, Carla Crone is 26. Carrie Portia Doubleday is 27. from Skins, Joe Dempsey is 28. Lindsay Ridgway is 30 from Boy Meets World. Big Love, Douglas Smith, 30. Dragon Wars, D War, Amanda Brooks is 34. Stephanie Jacobson is 35 from Alex Cross. Play the Game, Paul Campbell's 36. Home Alone, Matt Daugherty, 37. Actor in Interstellar, Jeff Heppner is 40. From Roseanne, Alicia Goranson is 41. From Scrubs, Donald Faison is 41. TV host, Last Call with Carson Daly. Carson Daly is 42 today. From 24, Mary Lynn Rajkub is 44. Battlestar Galactica, Michael Trucco is 45. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Emmanuel Signer is 49. Private Practice, Amy Brenneman, 51. Vertical Limit, Nicholas Lee is 53. Writer, producer, director, actor, Stephen Chow of Kung Fu Hustle is 53 today. Promised Land, Tracy Poland, 55. Burn Notice, Bruce Campbell, 57. Tim Russ is 59. Live Free or Die Hard. From Duet and Wishmaster. Chris Lemon, 61. Singer of Time After Time. And now on a Broadway show. Cyndi Lauper is 62 today. With the Green Mile, Graham Greene is 63. Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep. One of our Jersey Native, 66 today. The Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, is 66. Yikes. Todd Rundgren, singer and songwriter, he's 67 today. Turtles lead singer, Howard Kaling, is 68. From Laverne and Shirley, David L. Lender is 68. Peter and Gordon singer,
sending a teddy bear, sending money.
Peter Asher is 71. Out of Africa, Klaus Maria Brandauer, 72. From Godzilla, Michael Lerner, 74. Blade Movies, Chris Christopherson is 79 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. There she is, about 30-some-odd years ago, with rainbow hair. Cyndi Lauper. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Michelle Heidi. We'll have some fun in a minute. Good Morning Hunter and Huntchamber.com.
Got involved with building the project. I had neighbors come by in Union Beach, for example, who said they were not going to rebuild their home. Devastated by the storm, but saw this brand new playground come out of the ground and realized the community would eventually bounce back. So it inspired them to stay. We had many, many stories like that. So what we realized from Mississippi that the playgrounds are more than just a structure for kids to play.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says the United States has not overcome its history of racism.
That casts a long shadow.
Beautiful.
And that's still part of our DNA. And
I'm just looking at your brochure, and here's one that's
we're not cured of it.
In his first ever interview for a podcast, Obama said simply not using the N-word in public is not their measure of what racism is.
Yeah, Purple, that was probably Dylan Hockley's
Mark Maron's podcast. Another location in New York State is now being searched for two escaped inmates. Police in Mountain View, New York are reporting increased police activity today. There's also an unverified report that escaped murderers David Sweat and Richard Matt have been seen at a camp in the area. The president of the NAACP wants South Carolina lawmakers to take down the Confederate flag flying outside the state capitol building. CBS Face the Nation Cornell William Brooks said the flag is more recognizable as a symbol of white supremacists than for any historical reason. This is USA Headline News.
Awareness on his
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, Flemington. It's 8:30, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 74 degrees. It's going to get pretty hot today and even hotter tomorrow. Today is the 22nd of June. It's abundant sunshine and a high of 88. Winds west-northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few clouds tonight, low 68. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, watch out. Partly cloudy skies are in the morning hours. Thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe and a high of 93. Chance of rain, 80%. Wednesday the 24th, sunny. High 84. Partly cloudy early. Scattered thunderstorms on Thursday the 25th. Chance of rain, 50%, and a high of 79. Variable clouds. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday. A high near 80. And Saturday, mixed clouds and sun. Scattered thunderstorms and a high of only 75. Chance of rain, 60%. Temperatures in our area right now, 76 on our western border at Frenchtown, 80 already up in Phillipsburg, 77 down in East Amwell, 75 up in Tewksbury, 73 right in the middle of the county, and 80 over in Hillsboro. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Okay, it's time to bring on Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. She helps me with the investment update. Michelle, we're already starting the downhill slide. And what am I talking about? Well, today is the second longest day of the year. We just had the longest day of the year. So we start to get the sunshine, the daylight starting to shrink now. Isn't that depressing?
I know, it's kind of sad. I was like just telling my kids that, because yesterday it definitely stayed light till well after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm usually the early bird, but I was the only one awake. but yeah, I'm like, oh no, we already start going backwards by a few minutes every day as far as the light goes. But
it obviously takes a long time, but it's... I look forward to December 21st because that's the day when I know that I've made it. I've sacrificed everything, and now the time is going to get lighter. And all of a sudden, yesterday, it just like you said, it occurred to me, oh my, we just hit the longest day, and it only gets down from here. Sad.
Exactly.
But your kids got to see the early morning this morning, right?
Yes, they did. Up nice and early, got their backpacks packed already, lots of water bottles for the heat that we're expecting today, and good to go.
Good to go. All right. Mom said, hey, get out, no sleeping in. We're time to go to camp.
So, exactly. They can sleep in August.
Excellent.
But I don't want to rush through these next couple months. But so let's see. Friday was an interesting day. I forgot to mention when we spoke on Friday that Friday was one of those quadruple witching days. We had a down day throughout the day, but then that last hour of trading, we definitely had the kicking in of some of the expiration of options and futures.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, we ended up having weekly gains of about 1% or more.
Okay.
When you take a look at the S&P, they actually had their best week since the end of April. They posted a gain of 0.75%, which is the 8th straight week that they have stayed within a 1% gain or loss.
Uh-huh.
And the quote-unquote expert said the last time a similar streak occurred was from November 1993 to January of 1994. So almost 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago. So we'll see what that means. I'm sure somebody's analyzing it at this point, trying to figure out something.
Yep.
But Friday, again, over the weekend, people tend to forget, what happened yesterday. But Friday, we had the continuing concerns surrounding Greece. Even on Friday, we had savers pulling out over 1 billion euros just on Friday. But then wake up this morning, take a look at the futures. I'm like, wow, it's a bright, sunny day here. What's going on? And I guess that the EU welcomed some new proposals from Athens. So it looks like Athens has come back to the table with some new, fresh ideas, and the markets are responding positively. Again, nothing has been settled yet, but both European markets are currently trading higher. The U.S. futures markets are looking higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how those continued talks go throughout the day to make make sure that there aren't any major issues that come up, although, again, they still have a little bit of time. And then the only other major economic data on the calendar for today in the U.S. is 10 o'clock. We have U.S. existing home sales coming out. We have a few companies reporting earnings. And other than that, it's a relatively light day as far as the news is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And earnings season has to be coming up soon, right? Is it starting July, or am I missing something?
Okay, nope, right around the beginning of July, because we'll close out the quarter, we'll close out the first half of the year, and
okay.
I forget what day Alcoa reports, but yeah, they're usually the one of the first ones to report. So right now we're winding down with some of the companies that have the kind of the interim, unusual, not calendar quarters.
Right, well, the reason I'm a little confused is I thought you mentioned last week, it must have been like later in the week, that FedEx had actually come out early. So that's why I was like, wait a minute, what happened? We just went into a time warp. But
right? Yeah.
That's pretty typical when a company wants to get either really good or really bad news out before the real earnings season.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So,
okay.
We shall see.
I was chatting with somebody who was, you know, familiar with Greece he was born in Greece and he keeps in touch with Greece. He has family over there. And I was just running by Greece at him and I said, what's the deal? What's the mindset from your perspective? And
he
says, he says all the industry has left the country because it's too expensive and too onerous to deal with it anymore there. So so anybody who's there is either being paid by the government or they're private industries that are really not based in Greece, and they're still getting stuck with some of the bills. So so now you start to see why the government is saying we don't want to put up with this anymore. And when he gave me a quick, and again, this is all, one person's perspective. He said, let's say you earn 800 euros a month, which is about an average over there. He says about 300 euros is rent or your house. And the rest is what you have to live on for the rest of the month. That's it. And now they want to cut away pensions and Social Security and all the other things to try and make up for whatever this Greek debt is. So it's that's the press that's going on.
Right. Right. Boy, oh boy.
At the same time, how did you guys get yourself in this jam? Now, obviously, the individual citizens didn't make some of the decisions that got themselves in this jam, and one of the other opinions of this individual was, hey, all those politicians, they cut deals with those businesses when they left Greece, and they lined their own pockets. They have them in Swiss bank accounts, and they're doing just fine. It's the ordinary citizen that's taking it on the chin. And so that's the real issue that's going on over there. But
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hopefully.
It is always interesting to get, local perspective of someone who comes, who was born and raised there, who lived there, that type of thing, just to see, like you said, just to see their perspective. I know, when folks travel overseas, whether it's Europe, Asia, to get a perspective even on the U.S. and how others view the U.S. in regards to, comparing to their own countries and that type of thing.
Yep. Now, the other thing that was really interesting he said is, I said, what happens if they leave the Euro and the European Union? He says it's going to be hardship for a couple of years, but they won't have the debt. So they'll go back to the drachma, and it's going to be crazy for a couple of years, but that seems better than trying to stomach through this pain of paying back these loans and getting themselves on the right foot with the European Union. So that's what's at stake right now. And, again, you and I have said, really, it's in everybody's best interest to solve this matter. It's all media driven information. So we'll see. Anyway, that's the story at this point. And again, that's not exactly unbiased reporting. It's just giving you another perspective of what's going on.
Right. Absolutely.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I forgot to mention, hope you had a nice Father's Day yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Better weather day than we expected. So
yes.
That was nice.
How about that? Yeah. You can never count on the weather. What a surprise. So, yeah, it was a beautiful day. We had a couple of interesting sun showers that came through, but it was nice. So,
good.
All right.
You guys relax. We'll enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We're up in the air. I am expecting that I will be out tomorrow. So we'll be touching base with you again on Wednesday.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I got to go and attend a graduation. Not a bad thing to do. So,
no, not at all.
We'll be playing the best of Good Morning Hunterdon tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. The Pat and Heide team does some things about money at 11 o'clock, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon. At 8:30, it's time for me to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. Al War is on the line, independent columnist of the Hunter County Democrat. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Very good. Did you survive the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill coming through your area?
Yeah. I've been out watering again this morning.
Get out of here. Really? Wow.
Yeah, it, when it rains, it doesn't seem to rain that much, and so the plants need, you know, the zucchini and the tomatoes have to be watered every day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Now, do you plant Jersey tomatoes in Pennsylvania? Is that allowed?
I have no idea what kind of tomatoes they are. I usually save seed. I like the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Also the plum tomatoes, and then the regular big ones, the beefsteak or whatever.
Beefsteak, yep. There you go. All right.
I plant them all, and then I save seed from year to year. And
really?
I frankly don't know where they came from.
All right. So it's a couple years' worth of
sometimes the seeds don't respond. So I have to go out and replace one, but
so
that's
you,
life.
You start right from scratch instead of grabbing somebody who's worked on tomato plants before you.
Oh, I do a lot of stuff from seed, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. For example, I love, the name escapes me. Flowers? Flowers, and oh. I save the seed year to year.
Uh-huh.
And replant marigolds.
Okay.
Several types of marigolds, and I save the seed, and they're really easy to come from seed. So I bring them up. I must have 10 pots of marigolds now.
All right. Wow. So he continues to regenerate his own plants. Excellent. Well, we're talking business as always, and you usually come in contact with some folks that we like to learn about. So who are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought it was a good time to talk about pets and animals. The summertime is here, and fleas and ticks are everywhere, so it was a good time to talk to veterinarians.
Okay, I don't know anybody who's got pet fleas and ticks, but...
What's that?
I don't know anybody who has a pet flea or a pet tick.
Or a pet... Well, you know, these days, people keep pets of everything.
Yes.
And insects and...
I jest.
Shrimp. It's amazing.
A pet shrimp? All right. I got to meet that person, a pet shrimp.
I have run into a person who raises shrimp, the tiny shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
To feed to other animals. That's
okay.
The whole purpose of raising them.
All right, anyway, I'm sorry, I digress. Go ahead.
You need a veterinarian occasionally.
Yes.
To take care of accidents or diseases or whatever.
Sure.
Cats and dogs, of course, can come up with lots of fleas and ticks in the summer, especially if they go outside.
Yep.
And dogs typically go outside a lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
They can end up with problems there. Which I talked to the White House Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Karen Oberhensley runs the place, and she is very knowledgeable on all kinds of diseases. That Lyme disease, for example, or anaplasmosis. I don't even know what that is, but they're carried. A lot of these are carried by ticks, and they can be prevented. The Lyme disease, there is a vaccination, but other diseases that ticks carry cannot be prevented by vaccination, she says. And the symptoms can be lameness or swollen and painful joints or lack of energy or appetite, all kinds of things, fatigue. All kinds of things can show up, particularly in dogs.
Yep.
Which, as well as cats, but not as much in cats. But dogs can also develop heartworms, which everybody seems to know about, and they're carried by a mosquito.
Oh, which, I didn't know that. I didn't.
These, if they're detected early and treated, the dog can recover.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not, then I believe it's fatal.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful about that. Now, I was surprised. Lyme disease is something that cats and dogs are susceptible to. I didn't know that.
Both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Cats are not as affected by these diseases as dogs are.
Yeah.
Cats, she said, cats are fastidious groomers.
Mm-hmm.
Her words, and that is absolutely correct.
Yep.
I have three house cats, and they seem to be grooming all the time.
Yep.
When they're not asleep.
Yeah, it's a good life. If you got a good owner, it's a good life, no doubt about it.
Yeah. My dog, I had a big dog years ago, and the dog died, and I decided not to replace him because you have to walk dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do that in the wintertime anymore.
Right. Sure. Sure. Wow. All right, so we have, this is
one,
that...
One thing with the fleas, especially people buy collars at the store, or at the veterinarian, they have them as well.
Right.
But she cautioned, never use a dog collar on a cat because they can be fatal.
Oh, okay.
We which I was not aware of that. I think that that alert is printed on the packages you might come by, but it was a good thing to know. You don't use a dog collar on a cat and vice versa.
Okay. All right.
She also treats other small animals, rabbits, guinea pigs. I suppose a lot of people have other types of pocket pets or small animals, mice, rabbits, guinea pigs, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Rabbits, I was not aware, can live quite a number of years. 10, 12 years, they have a lifespan like a dog.
Okay.
But cats, of course, can live longer.
Yep. No, I had one that lasted 22 years. So
yeah, that's a good life, as you said.
Yeah, it was a very good life. Yep.
Lay around and sleep all the time.
I am very jealous of my cats, no doubt about it. Wish I could buy into their lifestyle, no doubt about it. So
yeah.
All right.
I also talked to Robin Dietz up at Califon Animal Hospital.
Okay.
And they also do small pets. There are three veterinarians there, and they handle a lot of large animals, horses, alpacas, llamas, that kind of sheep,
right?
That kind of thing. Which one of the veterinarians goes out to the farm, of course.
Yeah, I was going to ask. They have to do some house calls. It's hard to get the horse over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One interesting thing I picked up on that. I wasn't aware of it. If I'd thought about it, I suppose it would be. But horses, when they travel, must have a certificate from the veterinarian.
Oh, really?
That they have been tested and everything is okay.
Did they say how often that would be?
I don't know. That
would be pretty tedious.
The period of time.
Yeah.
But certainly before any travel, you see them on the road. And there's a lot of travel between Hunterdon County and surrounding counties to Florida, for example.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of winter equestrian events going down in Florida. Sure. Nice. Sure. All right.
Anyway, they handle all of that and have been doing it for years. The Califon Animal Hospital has been around for many years. Back in the 80s, I believe it was founded. But they also do other things. They have a full laboratory and a pharmacy, and they'll do microchipping in animals, dental care, all kinds of dental care, which involves horses as well as smaller animals. They even do acupuncture.
Wow.
And provide hospice services for pet animals and euthanasia following that, if necessary.
Wow. Okay. Gets
Califon Animal Hospital. Yeah. It's right on 513 there in Califon.
Okay.
And they go all over, from Mendham to Far Hills to Ringo's to Phillipsburg. They cover a wide area with the large animals.
Yeah, I imagine they have to be pretty flexible with where they're going, because
and fleet of foot.
Fleet of foot, yes. Never know when a horse is going to be very mad at you and.
She said there are not as many, I suppose you'd call them pet horses, as there used to be in the area. They take a lot of care, and a lot of people had one horse that they took care of, or boarded or whatever, but that is not as popular as it once was.
Yeah, well, there's a concept now, I think, that's kind of taken a back seat to that, and that's that there's a way to lease the use of a horse today.
Yeah.
That people
short a period of time, or
right,
or you can go to various places and do riding or
right
or training or whatever.
Yep. So somebody will own it, or there'll be a group that owns it, and so you get to lease the time as opposed to owning a horse and having to deal with all the different other things you have to worry about.
Yeah. So. Day-to-day care. I talked to Linda Wisniewski. She runs the Puppy Patch in Annandale. It's on Route 22, just past Clinton Honda, and she's been running this for many years, I think about 10 years, but it's a doggy daycare center.
Okay, very important nowadays.
No cats, just dogs.
Just dogs, okay.
And they all go home at night, but you can drop off your dog any time of day,
mm-hmm.
and then pick it up at the end of the day, and the dog gets plenty of exercise. She can handle 30, 40 dogs, and there's a big exercise field in the back with a kiddie pool and a sandbox and all kinds of things for the dogs to play and get to know each other and do their thing.
Like I said, nothing better than being a pet to a good owner. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Excellent.
She also has a product area, which includes leashes and grooming products, treats and toys, that kind of
okay.
thing. And she'll even hold a doggy birthday party if you so desire.
Bring 10 or 12 of his best friends with him.
There you
How
go.
About that? Wow. Yeah. Excellent. Do they have a lot of things? One of the things I've seen in the past with some folks that get these daycares is being able to watch your pet over the internet.
I suppose if you have the right tool, technologically,
a webcam,
you can, check in on your house or your pet or whatever.
Yeah. Well, cats can stay home. They're not an issue. It's the dogs that you have to worry about. So
dogs get lonely.
Yep. Well, cats get lonely too. They just decide to sleep and then they wait for you to come home. That's all.
Yeah. Meet you at the door.
Right.
Meowing for food. Or at least mine do.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
I don't know how they know when I'm coming to the door, but
oh, they know.
They have excellent hearing.
Yep.
As do dogs.
Yep. Cool. So you get 22 in White House, 22 in Annandale, and up in California. That's a pretty good, pretty close cluster of animal businesses.
Well, the White House Veterinary Hospital is on Main Street in White House Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
22. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's another one that's on 22. They did a huge.
Oh,
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. USA Headline News.
The manhunt is still
Sloan.
On in upstate. The manhunt is still on. Prisoners David Sweat and Richard Matt. Last night, a woman called authorities saying she saw men fleeing from a hunting cabin.
She gave us a description that was in line with the two individuals that escaped from a correctional facility. Our investigators interviewed her thoroughly.
That was Police Major Michael Cerretto. DNA tests are being done on some of the items from the cabin. It is located about 20 miles west of Clinton Correctional Facility in Owl's Head. Residents in Charleston, South Carolina are coming together as families of the victims of last week's death.
I'm Kelly Sloan. Full diplomatic relations have been restored between the U.S. and Cuba, but there are still a number of disputes between the two countries.
Only the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade, which has caused so much harm and suffering to our people, the return of the occupied territory in Guantanamo, and the respect for Cuba's sovereignty will lend some meaning to the historic event that we are witnessing today.
That was Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez speaking through an interpreter. And the Cuban flag has been raised at the country's Washington, D.C. embassy. The U.N. Security Council unanimously voted this morning to endorse the nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers.
This is by far